Okay, the next case under advisement is 10,024. And that also is case number with that.
9972.
Is 9972. And I believe they were tabled, as we had heard from the office of Mr. Rickard, that we was waiting for a survey or had a survey, and that it was done on 9972. And as we heard from the applicant, so he could be exact of what his dimensions and stuff were, what he needed. So, any further discussion? Mr. McCabe, do you have any?
No, I have any.
Okay. Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Looking at 8 billboards with a lot of variances.
8.
Well, 2 structures, but.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, two structures, 4 foot. I mean, yeah, double.
I mean, when you're considering both. All,
oh, yeah, double,
all
double sizes. You, yeah.
4,800 square feet of billboard.
The other billboards in the area are not double decked, are they? Like that.
Two of them are down in that area.
Down there by Bellows on that one, have that package store, and then one the other way is double.
Two that are affected right across the road are both double.
Double, right across in front of that are, and then there's two down the road, but they're not together, but they're staggered. Yeah, there's 4 in each one. So you got 4 in the area. 2 in the media area right across from them, and I had 2 when it come up by the food line by Bellows, and then one the other way. So there's 4 exactly in that area.
Double deckers,
as they call them. 2 double deckers.
Before we took over billboards, it was Del Dot who determined that. And my only concern is that, you know, that looks like it's a pretty busy area.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it adds more to the distractions, I think. And that's my concern in having so much, you know, going on with more billboards and whatnot.
Right.
It is a busy area, and but once they remove the 5 or 6 houses that are there, there'd be less distraction. Be all open then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is on commercial property that was designated by our land use plan several years ago, and unfortunately, it had dwellings on it. Now they're on the way out. So it's an area that needs billboards,
mm-hmm.
I think.
It's going to be farther down from the light, too. I mean, it's not the stoplight,
yeah.
Then it's down.
Yeah, it's quite
a ways. Through ways down past that stoplight.
It's 1,200 feet to the furthest one.
Yeah.
From the stoplight.
Yeah, from Cedar Beach Road.
Yeah, farther down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually 2 intersections, yeah, because you got the one off Cedar Beach, and you got the one where the food line's at in County Bank. Then there's another 1,400 feet from there, so it's 2,600 feet.
From there, yeah.
Yeah, from that one. That's what we'd seen Friday, but no, then there was 2 lights down there.
I went down with you. I went down. Did you go down and look at that area, Mr. Mills, and look at that area there?
I've been through there many times, yes.
Yeah, you know where they are. Then I took them down. Mr. McCabe, myself, and Mr., you know, our chairman.
Okay.
Well, busy growing area.
We're on leaps and bounds. Okay, if there's no further discussion, then everyone's familiar with the area and they pretty well know, I'll entertain a motion on cases 9,972 and 10,024.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve these 2 cases, 9972 and 10024. I don't think it would alter the central character of the neighborhood, as it's a very commercial area as it is.
Anyway, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman. that we approved cases 9,972 and 10,024. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carried. Cases approved by a vote of 4 favor and 1 opposed. Okay, next one under advisement is, 10,000.